Hello again, Bernie Miklos back with you here on the Bernie Show YouTube channel. Thanks again for your support. It's been really, really gratifying, and I appreciate everybody for helping grow this with me. I like doing these. I really do. So I'm having fun, even if the Cardinals aren't, even if you aren't having fun watching the Cardinals. I hope you're having more fun watching me, right? It's a tough time, man. It's a tough time to be a Cardinals fan. You pour your heart into this. You pour your money into this. You hope better days are ahead. You know, there was a time this year when the Cardinals are winning. We were all feeling pretty good about the team. We weren't feeling like, hey, plan the World Series, Bray. It wasn't quite that level, to say the least. But we're feeling pretty good about their chances of getting back to the postseason. I don't know what they would have done in the postseason. That's a separate question. But we thought, hey, all right, they look like they can get there. Well, the question is changed. The question was, are the Cardinals headed to the playoffs? Now the question is, are the Cardinals headed to a second straight losing season? They are back under 500 again at 60-61. And if they finish with a losing record, and frankly, as you all know, with this killer schedule they got coming up starting Friday, I find it hard to believe that they are going to avoid a losing season. If they do finish with another losing record 2 years in a row, it would be the first time a Cardinals team in a full season, two full seasons in a row, be the first time two consecutive losing seasons since 1958 and 1959 for the Cardinals. My goodness, 1959 is my birthday, so you know that's a long time ago, right? It really is. So what would be a way for them to avoid a second consecutive season as they go through this gauntlet of really outstanding teams? I don't see it, man. And women, I do not see it. I mean, the Cardinals, the starting pitching has fallen apart. It's really bad. And these guys can't even keep the ball in the ballpark now. You got an old rotation. We all wondered about, all right, can they hold up? Apparently not. Summer weather, miles are piling up, of travel, innings are piling up. It's kind of like the worst case scenario. The rotation that they tried to put together is, built on older guys. And we always wondered about the endurance and the fatigue and all that stuff. And it looks like it. No, they were all right for a while, the starting pitchers, but now falling apart. You look at the offense. Do I really need to talk about the offense? I didn't think so, right? But 14th in the National League in run scored. The defense is all right. They catch the ball okay, but they can't throw anybody out on the bases. The bullpen's not as good as it was. I'm getting to the point where, and I defend Alain Marmol a lot. I think sometimes people just automatically, kick him in the backside because the frustration wants, they got to do something. So it's like fire the manager. I've talked about that, and I talk about it again. Cardinals got some really serious problems. It goes way beyond the manager. So sorry to repeat that. But frankly, I don't see some of the things you want to see if you're going to hope with a good basis of hope that there'll be a turnaround. And again, I think I didn't finish my point. Even some of the stuff Ali Marmol's doing is driving me nuts. The Jordan Walker thing. You bring him up, he's on a roll down there, and you bring him up, and a lot of people, some of you thought, well, don't bring him up. Just keep him down there for a while. Make sure this lasts longer. And I thought it's okay because he's confident. He looks like he's figured some things out. Bring him up. They need an offensive burst. They need a boost, I meant to say. Well, he comes up, and he started one game. Been here three games. He started one. He's a platoon guy. Going to have him bat against left-handed pitchers. Number one. In his career, he's been better against right-handed pitchers, and it's not even close. He doesn't hit lefties very well. Not even in the minors did he hit lefties very well. And the Cardinals also have, based on the prospective schedule, they're going to be facing many left-handed pitchers. So what the hell was the point of bringing him up to sit on the bench? I mean, this is just another example of how the Cardinals have lost their minds. Anyway, let me continue. I don't see much basis for hope as far as a turnaround and a winning record and a playoff team, right? They're now 12-19 since their winning streak, their hot streak ended. And that 12-19 is the 14th worst record in baseball since July 10th. Excuse me, 14th worst record out of 15 teams in the National League. And it's 28th in the majors over that time. I don't have to tell you this, but the Cardinals have lost four in a row, one at Kansas City, then three at Cincinnati. See, I hesitated because I'm like, I'm trying to forget. Just brutal. In this four-game losing streak, you know, they're not even competitive. They're not even competitive. They got outscored in losing four in a row. They've gotten outscored 27-7. And as I joked on X last night, you know, when I think of 27-7, when I see that, I'm thinking, well, that's a pretty bad football team right there. Because that's a football score, right? But it's a really bad baseball team as we sit here this morning. It really is. And, you know, it's not only that they've gotten outscored 27-7 in the last four games, but the Cardinals have hit two home runs and their opponents have hit 11. I mean, this is just a butt whooping. It's, I mean, I don't know what to say. They're not even competitive. I'm repeating myself, but it just amazes me because you look at them and you see a team and you ask, are they quitting? Are they packing it in? I think there's a chance of that. And I'm not afraid to say it. You know me. But what I really think, they're not that good. They're just not that good. They sort of beat up on some bad teams for a while and everything fell into place for a while. And they've 33-18 over that stretch. But before that stretch, they were horrendous. After that stretch, they were horrendous. Their run differential is just awful. And listen, you can't outpace your run differential. It's going to catch up to you when it's really this bad. They're minus 63 right now. And if you read me a little later at scoopsnetwork.com, I'll have a little more stuff on run differential. But I think the Cardinals, they were not, when they were 33-18, they weren't who we thought they were. No, they have reverted back to who they really are. And that goes back to last season. Again, you know, if you look at where they are since the start of last season, they got the worst record in the NL Central, and they rank way down there in all kinds of categories. It's just been constant, not constant, but near constant, frequent beatdowns, and it's really tough to watch. And in fact, I kind of cheat. I move ahead and, you know, I record some games and then skip through them and to the parts I want to see. Saves time, saves agony. Anyway, what I want to know is what's going to happen when all of this ends? And they got a lot of questions. And we don't have to answer them today in part because we don't know the answers on a lot of things. But I put together a list of questions that were on my mind, so maybe most of these, or hopefully all these, are on your mind too. So I'm going to read from my list. Number one, who will be running the baseball operations next season? Number two, will Bill DeWitt Jr. be motivated to make substantial changes? Number three, will DeWitt be motivated to spend more on payroll? No, man, they're going to spend like the top of the heap teams, but they can spend more. Will they spend that money wisely? The track record with this regime says no. And that's why I asked who's going to be running baseball ops. Will John Mozeliak have a role? I got to tell you, if Bill DeWitt tries to keep him around one more year and Mo is kind of hanging around or whatever, maybe not doing much, but he's there. What is that going to achieve, right? Seriously, what is that going to do? I think that the fans are, you guys and women are so fed up. You're suffering from really extreme, really severe, really painful Mozeliak. I can't tell because of Mozeliak fatigue. All right, we got that out. So as long as he's around, man, people are not going to feel good about where this team is headed. There's not going to be much optimism. I think people are really burned out on it. Anyway, if Mo goes, will Bill DeWitt appoint Heim Bloom to take over the baseball department? I think he would be a good choice. And you know one of the reasons why I think he'd be a really, really good choice? It's because he has been tracking this team and studying this organization from top to bottom, including the minors, and examining everything that's gone wrong and what they have to do to change it. He got a head start on this because he's been doing this since this past off season. And now with the season going on, he's really been able to go take a look at things in the minors. He's been able to really get a better understanding of this team. So Heim Bloom's a really smart baseball man. I don't give a damn what happened in Boston. He was working for a loony owner. He understands things they need to do, which is to get up to speed on a lot of things where they've fallen behind. And he also understands how to evaluate pitching. So anyway, I would be in favor of him because he knows the terrain. He knows the job at hand. And why bring in someone that's going to have to do all the studying for a year before they come up with a plan? He can have a plan as soon as he takes over if he wants the job. I don't assume anything. All right, let me speed through here. Will Ali Marmol return as manager? Here's my thought on that. If John Mozeliak ain't running the baseball ops, I think if you hire or you promote Heim Bloom, whoever takes over, in my opinion, you got to give them the right to hire their manager. And so I don't think this would be good for Ali's future. We'll see. What will they do with starting pitching? That's my seventh question. I wasn't counting them down. Sorry. What will they do with their starting pitching? Will Lance Lynn and Kyle Gibson be back? Will any of their young pitchers like Quinn Matthews and the perpetually injured Tink Hentz be ready to pitch in the big leagues next year? Will Paul Goldschmidt be back? Are they going to do a thing where they got to go, you know, full-scale change of staff, new batting coach, new pitching coach? Will the fan support continue? I don't know. I mean, you just look around and you see, for example, you know, Nolan Gorman, no one can fix him. Jordan Walker, they don't know what they're doing with him. We've seen this so many times. And so when I ask, will fan support continue? That's up to you. But nothing's going to happen unless Bill DeWitt, nothing's going to happen in terms of getting fans back that have gone away or who are buying fewer tickets. Nothing is really going to happen unless Bill DeWitt indicates, I've had enough, enough is enough. We got to do things a lot differently, and we're going to do this starting now. If he doesn't get that message, and if he doesn't back up that message with aggressive, substantial action, no. Why would the fans be motivated to go out and buy tickets?